Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica y necesitamos.
What you just heard was Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's speech cut short on Saturday by an explosion. Over the weekend, the Venezuelan president dodged an apparent assassination attempt when drones with explosives detonated during his speech. He addressed the nation later that night.
They have tried to assassinate me on this day, and I have no doubt that everything points to the right, the Venezuelan far right, in alliance with the Colombian far right. And the man, Juan Manuel Santos, is behind this attempt. I have no doubt.
Juan Manuel Santos is Colombia's recently elected president, and those were strong words from President Maduro. Patricia Leya is the Venezuela bureau chief for Bloomberg News.
I don't know if there's any validity to that claim, but Maduro uses Santos for a lot of the things that happen in Venezuela. He's also blaming the far right, Venezuela political wing. He's also saying that the financiers of this operation are in Florida and the United States. But just 3 hours this explosion had taken place, they already had people in questioning. And the interior minister yesterday said that there were already 6 people arrested for this. The 6 people that they did show, they're fairly unknown people. We know 2 of them. One of them had been involved in 2017's big political protests, and the other had also been involved in a military takeover of a Carabobo sort of state infrastructure. But that's all about all we know of these suspects.
So you mentioned a bunch of different folks who may have been involved. There's one group called Soldiers with T-shirts who's sort of claiming some sort of responsibility for this on social media. Who are these folks?
They're a fairly unknown group. We hadn't really heard of them before yesterday or before Saturday. Basically, the T-shirt soldiers, they call themselves that because they use T-shirts to cover their faces. We don't really know who they are. We just know they sort of add to the pressure that Maduro is already facing from within his armed forces. As recently as May, it was discovered there was a plan for military officers to actually launch a palace coup and put the president on trial. That was thwarted before it happened. But, you know, these little groups that are popping up are sort of adding to the pressure that is already felt around Venezuela, where rumors of a plot against Maduro have become sort of constant at this point.
And where are the rumors coming from? I mean, I know you, Bloomberg, recently published a piece about that failed plot to overthrow Maduro. It was called Operation Constitution. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The rumors are something that people openly speak about. You hear people having conversations just out on the streets or with friends and families and coworkers about coups and plots to overthrow the president. You also read a lot of, you know, unverified news about it. But it's something that is just this year, you keep hearing it over and over and over again. And one of the first people to talk openly about it is Maduro. He's always claiming that the U.S., Colombia, and the Venezuela's political opposition have plans to overthrow him. And I think, yes, Saturday's events give him, you know, an even better excuse to keep talking about it, because it sort of adds evidence to these ideas that there are plans to overthrow him.
Now, there was also a recent story that was published in July by the Associated Press and saying that President Trump had asked his officials why the United States could not just invade Venezuela. There's so many stories about potential Colombian and U.S. involvement in this. Is it safe to say that there could be some of that?
Well, as you just said, Bloomberg's story about this thwarted coup earlier this year had definitely some direction from Colombia, and it had what we call sort of a wink of approval from the U.S. So there could be some truth to these stories that Maduro is telling, of course.
Now, can Maduro use this as an excuse to further consolidate power?
We expect Maduro to use this as an excuse to further consolidate power. We know that 6 people are arrested already, and this will only increase during the week.
Patricia Laya is Venezuela bureau chief for Bloomberg News. Patricia, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you, Francina.